Russ Davis inviting you to stay tuned for more Jazz America following the news on VOA Music Mix.
Clashes as Palestinians bury slain teenager and Iraq prime minister vows to fight for third term. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. Israeli police have clashed with Palestinian protesters in East Jerusalem as thousands of people gathered to mourn the Palestinian teenager killed in a suspected revenge attack. Palestinian demonstrators threw rocks at Israeli police and were met with tear gas and stun grenades Friday in the third day of angry protest. Israeli police had increased security in anticipation of more demonstrations following the funeral of Mohammed Abu Qader. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is vowing to fight for a third term in office, despite growing pressure for him to step down. In a statement read on state television by an announcer Friday, Mr. Maliki said, "I will never give up my candidacy for the post of prime minister." He vowed to remain in office until the Islamic militants who have overrun large areas of the country are defeated. Mr. Maliki's alliance of Shiite parties won parliamentary elections in April. At that time, he was favored to win a third term in power, but since then, Sunni Islamist militants have captured large areas of northern and western Iraq and thrown the country into crisis. Iraq's parliament met earlier this week, but failed to agree on a prime minister to unite the ethnically and religiously divided country. There is still no reply from Russia or separatist leaders in Ukraine to Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko's request for a new round of talks Saturday today. Mr. Poroshenko said he suggested a time and place for the talks during a telephone call with European Union Policy Chief Catherine Ashton. He said he is waiting for the other side to confirm. The EU and United States have threatened Russia with more sanctions if Moscow and the pro-Russian fighters in eastern Ukraine do not take steps to de-escalate the crisis. The fighting has picked up since Ukraine ended the unilateral ceasefire earlier this week. International and local human rights groups are demanding Pakistan discard its new anti-terrorism law, condemning it as a blatant attack on fundamental rights of the people. Ayaz Gul reports the latest from Islamabad.
The National Parliament approved the so-called Protection of Pakistan Act this week, giving sweeping powers to security forces targeting violent extremism and terrorism. The legislation gives police officers sweeping powers to open fire on suspects and also allows anyone detained for questioning to be held for up to 60 days before charges must be brought. The legislation has outraged human rights defenders in and outside the country. In a statement Friday, the Independent Human Rights Commission of Pakistan said the government is deliberately following the model of a police state. Ayaz Gul, Islamabad.
A Guatemalan court has sentenced a former leftist guerrilla commander to 90 years in prison in connection with the massacre committed during the country's 36-year-long civil war. Solano Barrios is the first rebel commander to be convicted for the 1988 massacre of alleged army collaborators. He had been charged with taking part in the killing of 21 people who were searching for a missing Guatemalan military liaison. The rebels believe all 21 were collaborating with the army. A strike by 220,000 engineers and metalworkers has dealt another blow to South Africa's economy just a week after settlement of the most damaging previous work stoppage in the country's history. Gillian Parker reports for VOA from Johannesburg.
The industrial action was called by the National Union of Metalworkers of South Africa, or NUMSA, the country's largest union. NUMSA is demanding a 12% pay raise and better housing allowances for workers. This latest strike affects around 10,500 companies, including steel producers, foundries, construction companies and automotive suppliers. Police fired rubber bullets Thursday at workers who were blocking an entrance to the Eskom Madupi power station construction site. There were local radio reports of striking workers assaulting people and looting offices in Johannesburg. NUMSA has denied the allegations. Gillian Parker for VOA News, Johannesburg.
And Germany and Brazil eliminated their opponents in the World Cup quarterfinals Friday, setting up an epic battle in the semifinals between what many believe are the world's top two football powers. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Russ Davis, and I welcome you to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with the music makers as we celebrate this week the 15th anniversary of Jazz America and Horace Silver. Yes, this is Russ Davis, and it's my happy duty to invite you to join me in the celebration of the 15 years of Jazz America, which was born on the 4th of July in 1999. And it just so happens that in September of 1999, I had a chance to speak with the great Horace Silver, who died just a couple of weeks ago at the age of 85, but left a wonderful musical legacy. We're going to sample some of that legacy and look back at Jazz America's 15 years on this edition of the program. And let's begin with one of Horace Silver's most famous songs. To be honest, probably his absolutely most famous composition ever. His father was a great inspiration to him. He was born in the Cape Verde Islands, and that influence of his father certainly had a lot to do in blending elements of bossa nova and Afro-Portuguese and Cape Verdean island music into his own style of improvised music, his own style of hard bop. Let's have a sample of the music of the late great Horace Silver. Here is Song for My Father to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America, celebrating 15 years this week.
Thank you. thinking of you. Daydreaming and I'm thinking of you. Look at my mind floating away. He's the kind of guy that would say, hey babe, let's get away. Let's go someplace where I don't care. He's the kind of guy that you give your everything. You trust your heart, share all your love till death do you part. I wanna be what he wants when he wants it and whenever he needs it. When he's lonesome and feeling love starved, I'll be there to feed him. Loving him a little bit more each day turns me on when I hear him say, oh.
Hey baby, let's get away. Let's go somewhere. Oh, baby, can we?
Where? I don't care, I don't care. I love to hear him say,
hey baby, let's get away. Let's go somewhere. Oh, baby, can we?
Well, I don't care, I don't care.
I don't care.
I wanna be what he wants when he wants it and whenever he needs it. When he's lonesome and feeling love starved, I'll be there to feed him. Loving him a little bit more each day turns me on when I hear him say,
daydreaming and I'm
lost,
daydreaming and I'm thinking of you,
in a
daydreaming, daydreaming and I'm thinking of you,
I'm thinking of you.
Let's go somewhere. Oh, baby, can we?
Well,
get away.
There's another taste of what fans of jazz were listening to in 1999, the year that Jazz America was born 15 years ago this weekend. That is the voice of Cassandra Wilson and the alto sax work of David Sanborn from his Grammy Award-winning work that year called Inside, with their version of the pop classic Daydreamin' turned into a modern jazz piece. This is Russ Davis, and on this edition of Jazz America, we have two tasks. One, to celebrate the 15 years of Jazz America, and the other, to salute the passing of one of the greats of jazz history, dead at the age of 85 just a couple of weeks ago, the great Horace Silver. In September of 1999, 15 years ago, I had my chance to chat with him, and here's some of that conversation now.
A couple things. You have a talented young son who's also involved in music. He dabbles in music that's a different style from yours, I take it. What do you think about the music?
He's into rap. Yeah, he's into rap music.
Well, what's your take on that?
Well, it's great for the youngsters, you know. It's not my cup of tea. I listen to it occasionally, especially when I'm around him, you know. And I'm proud of him because he's good at what he does. He's done a couple of tracks on this recording with a group called the Beach Nuts.
Oh yeah.
And he does the voice box thing. You know, he's very good at that. You know.
Very cool.
He does the voice box thing. And he's been on a couple of other records, playing a couple of tracks of keyboard and a little Fender bass on a couple of things. You know.
Cool.
So I'm very proud of him. He's trying to get his foot in the door. You know, he writes rap music and rap lyrics and whatnot. You know. Different strokes for different folks. I think, you know, that music is not of my generation. I guess that's maybe why I'm not that in tune with it, but I have respect for it. And, you know, if the young people like it, it gives them pleasure. Hallelujah. You know, that's great.
I think that your attitude with this music, making it accessible, making it uplifting, is the kind of music and the kind of face that jazz can present to the world to bring new young people into it and let this be their music, just like rap is the young person's music. Do you agree with that?
Well, I'm hoping that all the sampling that some of the rappers do of jazz music, you know, will eventually bring their fans to listen to some pure jazz music, you know. Like they sample Donald Byrd, they sample me, they sample Lou Donaldson, mm-hmm. Herbie Hancock, whoever, you know. Mm-hmm. And maybe after these rappers, after their fans hear this record and they realize that some of this stuff is sampled from some of the jazz great players, they might go and say, well, let me go out and get the original record and see what that sounds like, mm-hmm. you know. Or if they hear the original record by accident, it might catch their fancy and they might buy it, you know, and eventually maybe get more in tune with jazz music.
Mm, absolutely. And if they just give it a shot, to have a taste, they'll want more. You know, in your bands and in the bands you've worked in, there always have been fantastic horn players. And it just seems like it's a prerequisite in so many ways. When you're going to do a session, there's going to be some great horn playing. Does that stem from the fact that you first played the tenor saxophone all those years ago before embracing the piano full force?
No, it just stems from the fact that I want the best players possible, you know, whether I use an all-star band, you know, name players, or completely young, unknown players. I want the best possible players that I can get my hands on, you know, who are going to give me a good job with the music.
And that sound of horns is something that just has to be part of it, it seems. You have a great love of the sound of horns.
Well, yes, I do. You know, playing in a trio context is nice, but it's nothing like hearing a more fuller interpretation with the horns, you know, playing the melodies and the harmonies.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Well, Horace Silver always had a penchant for choosing great horn players, and he certainly picked a couple of fantastic ones for his 1997 release, A Prescription for the Blues. Here is Randy and Michael Brecker on trumpet and tenor sax, respectively, with Horace Silver's quintet on the song Whenever Lester Plays the Blues on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
Thank you.
Horace Silver and one of his incredible quintets from the album Prescription for the Blues, and the Brecker Brothers joining with him on that piece. Hope you enjoyed that and it lifted your spirits. That's what Horace Silver was all about. We'll hear more from him musically and some of his thoughts too coming up here on Jazz America as we celebrate our 15th anniversary. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's an email message I've received recently, and it reads as follows. Hi, I'm listening to your show from Nairobi, Kenya. My first time to participate. I love the show. Please play Sadao Watanabe. Thanks, Jacob Otieno. Well, Jacob, thank you so much for getting in touch. It's great to hear from a Voice of America, Jazz America listener for the first time, and I would be happy to play some Sadao Watanabe for you. And this is going to give me a chance to mention something that I think has been a feature of Jazz America in the last 15 years and jazz in general. And that is that jazz has become the world's music. Yes, certainly, it was born in America, in New Orleans, Louisiana, by all accounts. Born with a combination of European and African influences coming together here in the United States, but now the rest of the world has embraced the music of improvisation and freedom, and artists from everywhere are making wonderful jazz, including the great Japanese-born saxophonist and composer Sadao Watanabe. Here's a cut from his 1987 release Front Seat, produced by the late, great George Duke, by the way. It's the title cut, Front Seat, just for you, Jacob Otieno of Nairobi, Kenya, listening to VOA's Jazz America. recorded in 1954. Horace Silver on the piano with the Jazz Messengers. From the album Horace Silver and the Jazz Messengers, Art Blakey, of course, leading the band on the drums, Kenny Dorham on trumpet, and Hank Mobley on tenor saxophone with Horace Silver's composition, Doodlin'. Horace Silver passed away just a couple of weeks ago at the age of 85 and left a wonderful musical legacy. And Jazz America, this program that I've been producing for you, has been on the air on VOA Music Mix for the last 15 years. So milestones coming and going. And we're saluting Horace Silver on this edition of the program at the same time that we celebrate the 15 years of Jazz America. Let's wrap up our conversation that I enjoyed with Horace Silver in 1999, the year that Jazz America began, and then hear one more of his classic songs.
One last question. This is your chance to tell our listeners around the world how you feel about the current state of jazz in America.
I feel that it's healthy. You know, for a time there, I was a little apprehensive about the state of jazz because most of the old established greats have passed on, you know. But now I don't feel that I have to worry about it because there's some young guys out here that I think can carry on the music, you know. It's like this is going to carry the music on, you know. There's only one thing I would like to see some of these guys do, though, is to try to find an original identity on their horns. You know, there's a lot of great players out here, young players, I'm saying, you know, that have excellent technique and they know their chord structures, they know their harmonies, and they're fine soloists. But identity, you know, you can hear a guy playing, you know, and it's a young cat playing on a record or something, and he's playing his butt off, and you say, wow, this cat is cooking. But who is it? You know, mm-hmm. what's his name?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like where you could say that of a young, you know, you hear a young Lee Morgan like years ago, and you say, well, yeah, that's Lee Morgan, because he had a sound. He had mm-hmm. a certain sound, you know, that was his, you know. Mm-hmm. That's what I think they should strive for, you know. They're already fine musicians as far as technique and harmonic knowledge and playing their butt off, you know, but they need to get an identity, a style. Because, you know, if you look back at some of the guys in the old days, guys that patterned themselves after Charlie Parker, Jackie McLean mm-hmm. patterned himself after Charlie Parker, but he didn't sound like no clone, you know.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He sounded, he was influenced by Charlie Parker, but he developed something that had his own sound. When you heard Jackie way back then, you said, oh, that's Jackie McLean, you know. Mm-hmm. And various other players, the same thing, you know. Mm-hmm. So that takes a bit of doing. You have to work at it, you know. I think music helps to keep me young, you know. I mean, this body of mine is getting older, and I can feel it from time to time, you know. But my mind is like I'm in my 20s or something, you know. My mind is young, and I just have so much fun doing this music. I get restless and don't have to do it myself when I'm not involved in the musical project, you know. Like I've just finished this brand new record, you know, Jazz Has a Sense of Humor. And now I'm working on the music to the next CD, and I'm so excited about it because it's going to be a hell of a project. You know, I can't tell about it. I don't believe in telling okay. until I get it done. But I'm very excited about this next project, you know, that I'm working on now.
We'll catch up with you and find out about it later on.
Okay.
Horace Silver, long may you wave, my friend. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Just for fun, why don't we let the late, great Willis Conover, from the stage of the Newport Jazz Festival in 1958, introduce the band for this next song.
The last group of the afternoon features, as leader and pianist, a man who is influential not only as pianist, but as composer. He has created engaging originals for his own group to play, which then have become part of the standard jazz repertoire. Horace Silver, the Horace Silver Quintet.
Another of Horace Silver's famous compositions, The Preacher. That not put a smile on your face, make you bob your head and tap your foot. Art Blakey on the drums and Kenny Dorham and Hank Mobley joining with him on the horns, too, on that one. Well, I certainly hope you've enjoyed this salute to Horace Silver and our celebration of the 15 years of Jazz America, born on the 4th of July in 1999. In the year 1999, we lost a lot of the greats of jazz history. Lester Bowie, Art Farmer, Grover Washington Jr., Jackie Byard, Joe Williams and Mel Torme, great vocalists, Harry Sweets Edison, Red Norvo and Milt Jackson, two great masters of the vibes. Well, let's don't think about what we've lost, including, of course, losing the great Horace Silver at the age of 85 just a couple of weeks ago. Let's celebrate what we have. Born on the 4th of July, the great master of the vibes, Mike Mignieri. Let's celebrate his birthday and the birthday of Jazz America with music from one of the most important albums of the 1980s, in my humble opinion. It's Mike Mignieri's incredible all-star band, Steps Ahead, from the album Modern Times. The song is entitled Safari, written by his saxophonist at the time, Michael Brecker. Here it is on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. music of Mike Mainieri and his band Steps Ahead from the album Modern Times with Safari. Mike Mainieri, born on the 4th of July in New York City. And speaking of New York, on the 26th of May, the day that would have been Miles Davis's birthday, the city of New York renamed the street he lived on for a number of years, Miles Davis Way. At Menton's, the famous jazz club in Harlem in New York City, I gathered there with a host of great musicians like Wallace Roney, Lenny White, and Vince Wilburn Jr., Miles Davis' nephew and collaborator, to talk about Miles and to celebrate the fact that 77th Street is now Miles Davis Way. Next week, I'll present those conversations to you and lots of great music. I hope you'll join me then.